This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes. We will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. On Twitter or on Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Yivaraj.
See, I got your mic on today.
First time.
Do join the conversation today. We posted a little bit of a question earlier on about how, for humans, naps are a built-in feature. They're not a bug. Scientific research has proven that falling asleep or feeling sleepy between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. is as much a result of biology as it is the result of a big lunch or a bad night's sleep. So we thought we'd ask you a question. How much would you pay guilt-free to sleep or nap at work? And we've asked for some responses regarding that and whether or not it's a good idea to be able to do that. That's the story that we'll be leading with. We are then talking about CRISPR babies, the story that came out of China earlier on this week, and whether or not they are real or not.
Yeah.
Controversial, nonetheless. Story number three, we are going all the way to glitzy, glamorous Las Vegas, where we'll be having a live crossover with Mr. Jeff Sandu, who'll be talking to us all about AWS and how it's about the reinvent day one and the wrap-up of that. Then we'll be wrapping up with, you can pay someone to Instagram for you on holiday.
Yes.
Aha. Can we pay people to follow us around each day like some of these KOLs and influencers and that kind of thing do?
Apparently the people you pay are influencers.
They are. Oh, my word.
Value for money.
How the circle has come around. Right. So, as we said, it's not a bug. It's a feature. We're meant to do that. And ancient civilizations have honored this natural tendency to fall asleep by making naps part of their daily routine. But with the pressure to be productive after the Industrial Revolution, even siesta-friendly cultures like Spain have begun to nix the nap as a national pastime. Humans have been napping for thousands of years, but in the last 200 years, we've stopped doing that. This is according to Christopher Lindholst. And he says they see an opportunity to bring the nap back. I love his taglines. He works, of course, and is the CEO of a company called Metro Naps, and they've been working for over a decade to make napping an acceptable part of the workday. Of course, this is not a sales pitch, but it kind of is. The company's product is called the Energy Pod, and it's $12,985. Essentially, it's a recliner chair that shields the light, gently vibrates, and plays, quote, specially composed sleep music.
Kenny G,
more than likely.
Thank you, Arvind.
But what we do know is that the benefits of napping is, in fact, clear. You know, it helps boost alertness, it boosts your mood, it boosts your memory, and it even provides cardiac relief. Companies like Google, Zappos, Procter & Gamble, they all reportedly have these energy pods for their employees. Carnegie Mellon has an energy pod for their students, and hospitals like the University of Florida also have energy pods for doctors and nurses on long shifts. Now, what they see is these energy pods are an investment in employees' mental and physical health. I also see them as an investment in a very expensive gadget that you could just get quite happily by having somebody rock you gently to sleep while your eyes are covered listening to Kenny G. Same thing, right?
Yeah.
But this leads me on to the question of napping and productivity. I am a big proponent of the nap. Always have been, always will be, and it's gotten more. I am more forcefully behind this idea since I moved to Malaysia, where the weather, of course, is warmer, and it's that perfect temperature when you have a little fan on, you just kind of fall asleep. And when I wake up, I do feel refreshed, and I feel as though I'm ready to go for part two, or I feel that. The second wind almost.
Yeah, but the thing is, Rich, we've been working with you for years and we've never seen you nap at work.
That's true.
So you only take
as soon as I get home, I'm like, that's it.
Do you have like painted eyeballs in your eyelids?
Pretty much, yeah.
Napping in your seat?
It's almost routine. I get home, I put my bag down, I put on the kettle and get a little bit of hot water. I walk upstairs and within moments, I'm out, and that's just how it works. But doing it at work, I think I'd find very difficult. I don't think I'd feel comfortable with that in the nature that things are now. If I was in something like one of these pods where I'm isolated, Perhaps. I don't know.
I don't know. I know, like, the morning run, you know, they are here at the ungodly hour of 4 a.m. And, you know, you can see them crashing, like, right about 10 or 11, you know. It's either they just look like zombies or they're a bit delirious, you know, like, just going off and, you know, like, just being all silly. And so you know that they've just crashed and they could use a nap. And we've seen some of the morning run presenters actually take a nap because they absolutely have to.
Sure, I couldn't.
No names mentioned.
But, you know, sure, I couldn't.
Yeah, but for some people in their jobs, it could be a need more than a want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Arv, you are not a napper, are you, at all?
No, I'm not a napper. Never have been. So I don't. I understand the appeal, but then every time I take a nap when I wake up, I can't function properly. Like, I'm groggy. I need to just sleep for like 8 hours straight. So no, I wouldn't pay at all to nap at work. I think I would save that money. Unless one day I understand why napping is so good, then I would pay for like a pod somewhere, like a separate space to have a nap.
I noticed that you were talking about the morning run presenters, and Melissa Idris was walking in the corridor behind us, giving you dead eyes.
She is one of those that never naps. You heard me, Mo. You never nap. but also, you know, I don't think Arvin will understand this. Sorry, Arv. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, he doesn't even sleep. He's a vamp.
Yeah.
You know, so
that is also true.
He just Netflixes overnight.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But the thing
he's got one of those little chips in his head, you know.
Yeah, but then when I do knock out, I am knocked out. Mm. Like, I can't wake up for like 8 hours. So that's my sleep pattern. So when you say like it's a built-in feature and not a bug, for me it is a bug. For me, like, personally, it's something that
you
I
are
just
bugged.
I am bugged. Like, if I'm sleepy in the afternoon, I'm like, oh, why is this happening?
Right.
It's a natural feature. Yeah, but so I don't know if I felt like it could work, or maybe I'm doing it wrongly, maybe I'm napping for too long. I know some people just nap for like 45 minutes, an hour, then they're up. Some people do like power naps. Mm. If I felt the results and I felt better after waking up, then I would definitely pay for, you know, like a nap pod at work.
Mm. So here's the thing. You know, I think we need to define what a nap is, because some people think a 3 hour like snooze is a nap.
You tell me yours and I'll tell you mine.
Well, I know that our prime minister, you know, firmly believes in like having really like quick naps, like cat naps, like, as he calls it, right? And he's been doing it for years. And, you know, he's still working at 93. Mm. So I want to know how long he naps, and then I want to nap like that.
Okay. You still haven't told me how long you nap for, though.
I don't get to nap.
Get to nap.
And if I do nap, I always overnap, if that's a term. Mm.
Okay, so what's overnapping?
For me, the perfect nap is 65 minutes, because it takes me 5 minutes to fall asleep, and an hour is almost perfect. So when I wake up after that hour, I'm refreshed.
No grogginess.
I have tried the 20-minute, and I've tried the 40-minute, and I've tried all of those, and, you know, the whole REM cycle thing, and what I've tried all that. Rubbish. Doesn't work for me. 1 hour is perfect.
Okay, so if they... go on. You go on first.
I think that your nap, it was not very productive if you wake up feeling groggy. Because that just makes you feel like you needed a longer nap, right? Or you should have napped less.
Less.
So
I think
if you wake up feeling groggy, then it was not a productive nap.
Okay, so if they charged like both of you a fee to have a space at work to take a nap, how much would you guys pay?
I would happily part with 10 ringgit to nap for an hour.
10 ringgit an hour?
Yeah, if I needed it. You know, I mean, 5 ringgit, half an hour, I don't think that's too bad.
I would part with 10 ringgit for a good 20-minute nap, uninterrupted, no Kenny G, of course.
The stuff of nightmares.
But what if it helps you sleep, you know? Okay, folks, interesting debate. You know, we've talked about the benefits, the pros and cons. Let us know what you think. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've had some messages already. We'll get to those in just a few minutes, but we're going to take a short break, not a nap. It is JJ Cale and Eric Clapton with Ride the River. And when we come back... Are CRISPR babies even real? That's something we'll be debating in just a few minutes with Audrey and Arvin. Do not go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.